We recently did some shows from the Old Faithful Inn in Yellowstone National Park. Also impressive is another park lodge, this one in Glacier National Park. The story of its construction and its service to visitors yet today is quite a story. And it's next on this edition of the American Countryside, brought to you by Nationwide. You may know, besides hosting these programs, I'm a farmer and rancher. And like me, you probably have insurance, and maybe you don't give it much thought after that. And that can be a big problem if you aren't protected. That's why I've partnered with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer in the nation. Founded by farmers nearly a century ago, they're committed to keeping us safe and protected. They helped me see a lot of what I'd overlooked. That's why we created short videos to help address those important topics. Just go to nationwide.com/Andrew. That's nationwide.com/Andrew, where they'll help you see what we may have overlooked.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Susan Stapley at the Historical Society in Columbia Falls, Montana, enjoys sharing the story of some of the historic buildings in Glacier National Park. Just after the park's establishment in 1910, a large lodge was built.
East Glacier Lodge, when they built it, they brought in huge timbers, 52 feet long. They would bring them in one or two to a train car.
Those timbers have stood the test of time, a beautiful and rustic place at the park.
70 men worked on it for 15 months to build this huge lodge, and it still looks very much like it did back then.
The lodge at Mini Glacier followed soon after, opening in 1915. And what is today McDonald Lake Lodge had roots dating to an old privately owned hotel there in the late 1800s. New construction in 1913 and 14 gave us the foundation of the lodge there today. But it was the East Glacier Lodge where most visitors first arrived by train.
When they got to the lodge, it was a big deal. The chiefs and people from the Blackfoot Nation would come and meet the trains and put on a big dance or whatever, but they would be in their full regalia.
And working at lodges was a great summer job, but it helped if you were multi-talented.
The people that worked at the lodges, oftentimes they came from all over the United States and worked for the summer at Glacier Park for the adventure. And they were hired not only as workers, but they were hired if they could sing and perform, because then they could do dual duty.
When the park was established in 1910, there were essentially no roads in the park, save a few miles of wagon trails. The Going to the Sun Road was opened in 1933, making it possible for visitors to drive across the park, changing the way most explored the area from the way they did in the early part of the century. Driving the countryside in Columbia Falls, Montana, I'm Andrew McCrae.